Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The Answer, as well as FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout-out goes out every morning to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, our men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Good luck to you guys and gals. Hope you make it to where you're going safe and sound. Also, to our FedEx and our UPS and our mail haulers out there getting the job done there. And also to our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel where it needs to go. And let's not forget about our Amazon warehouse guys and gals that are listening to us. Thanks very much for that. As well as our Amazon drivers out there delivering. We appreciate you guys. We've already heard from a couple of people out there coming in my direction from Atlanta. So howdy to you guys. Be careful. We'll talk to you on the rebound when you get on down closer. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. And you can find us on Getter. You can find us on Truth Social. That's the Trump social media website. And you can find us on Twitter, all at Captain's America. Find us over there, Captain's America. We're the same for all of those. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be the Captain's America thirdwatch.com. Okay, out to California we go. Probably in dry, standing in dry land right now. Don't know for how much longer, but it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. Yes, we just got the last of the animals off the ark. So, yes, good morning to everybody out there.
You got the last of the animals off the ark?
There's a lot of water.
What did you bring off, the wild Indians?
Huh? Well, a couple of giraffes, you know.
All right, well, I was trying to figure out what was making all that noise there. They must have been on the boat with you there, so there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I got to start the program out tonight with a special shout-out to all our friends and listeners down there at Lakewood Ranch, at the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club. I spoke yesterday at their monthly luncheon for January, a tremendous group of people. They thought they'd have so many people, they filled the house and had more than what they thought. So that was a very successful venture there, and we thank everybody who came out to hear what we had to say. And I think they paid some attention. I believe I drove some points home, and I think we made some new friends, probably gathered a few new listeners along the way.
That's amazing. That's great. I did see some of the pictures that were posted on social media, so I'm glad everybody had a great time.
Yeah. Who was that masked man? Who was that masked man with that red, white, and blue shirt on? Was it somebody I knew?
That's right. Who's the captain?
Yeah. And then, of course, my thrill for the day was to go afterwards to a school class, an American history class, and talk to the kids there about American history because, you know, some of us at this stage in our lives and careers have been part of American history along the way. I have. You have. And the kids wanted to hear what we had to say, and it was very interesting. Very interesting.
That's really cool because there's also a thing with perspective and hearing it firsthand, I think, is really invaluable.
Yep, absolutely. And I was thrilled to be invited by the teacher, the instructor, and I told them I'd do it again anytime they need to have somebody that would want to come and talk to them like that. So I was very, very thrilled and honored to be able to do it. Now, speaking of thrilled and honored, we started a story yesterday that we got out there thanks to the investigative reporting of our buddy Frank Silvato and myself doing some work and getting some information about the chief of staff for Joe Biden and talking
Ron
about
Klain.
Ron Klain, and talking about how he was involved in a lot of different things. And the people yesterday were somewhat surprised to hear it, but not totally surprised because they understood what the chief of staff does. A lot of military people in the room that were actually members of a chief of staff, a general's or an admiral's force or whatnot, so they knew exactly what we were talking about. But that's going to gain some traction because I'm telling you, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, is not going to give up. He's going to pound and pound and pound and pound and pound to get to the root of the truth with this debacle we got going on with Biden and his own document scandal.
Well, that's right. The American people, I think, Captain, aren't going to let up on it either. They really are concerned about whether or not the chief executive at this point is capable of keeping those documents and keeping them secure or not taking them out of where they're not supposed to be and putting them in his garage next to his Corvette. I mean, this is incredibly damaging.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, to say that this, in other words, this scandals always kind of start like this, and this is not going away, and I think it's going to continue to grow exponentially. And I don't think that Biden can simply come out and do as Joy Behar said and said he was sorry about the whole thing. I think that this really is going to go the distance. We'll see.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back right after this break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch for Thursday morning.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
One, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Yep, Relief Factor, that's the product you heard me talk about for over 9 years. I take it for one simple reason. It works for me. And it'll work for you, too, if you try it and see what happens. Now, you take this as a addition to whatever else it is that you're taking. I'm not going to say it's going to replace pain pills that you're on, but there's a good possibility it might. And here's the main thing that it does, all right? This product is a natural product. No narcotics in it at all. Drug-free. And because of what's in it, it goes after the inflammation, which is the main factor for causing pain and swelling in people's legs and arms and injuries and this, that, and the other. It intentionally goes after inflammation, and it will reduce or eliminate altogether that inflammation, which will cause the pain to either go away altogether or to lower its intensity, whichever it'll work in one capacity or another. Now, it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which is all good for your body. It's kind of like taking a vitamin pill for your pain because it's all good products that are in there. It will help your body to heal, and you'll be on well on the way to being able to do whatever it is that you do to a much better degree. So check it out online, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go to that website. Check it out. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And while you're there, you'll see some other products. For example, you'll see vitamins B12 and C and D and some other things there that are supplements. And I do take their supplements, and I've given some of them out as samples when I've had them to give to some of my friends to see how they are working. And so far, everything is going just fine. So check it out, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And like Kyle likes to say,
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo. Kyle, I want to address something here locally that happened to a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, and a stand-up guy, a congressman, young congressman, named Greg Stube. You see him on television a lot here from Florida. Yesterday, he was up on his roof on a ladder up about 25 foot in the air. And wouldn't you know, he fell off the ladder. And he suffered multiple injuries. I don't know how grave his injuries are, but he's in the hospital right now. And at the very least, I also fell that far and didn't have to do a lot to break my back. I hope that's not what happened to him, because if it did, he's going to have problems for the rest of his life, because I still do. Part of the reason, again, I take Relief Factor is for the pain that I have in my lower back. But we're wishing him, we're wishing his family well. His name is Greg Stube. He's a congressman from Florida, Republican, 17th District. His last name is spelled S-T-E-U-B-E. And if you want to do something nice, send him a Get Well card to his office at the address that's right there at his website. I believe it says Greg Stube for Congress or something like that, whatever, but it's Greg Stube. Look it up. You'll find it. Send him a card. Wish him well. Fine young man. He's done a lot for this country. Plus, he's also an Iraq War veteran. So he's got a special place in my heart because of that. But do what you can, and I'm sure his family would appreciate thoughts and prayers on that one.
Absolutely, Captain. And we understand at this hour, a statement was made by Florida GOP Vice Chair Christian Ziegler, who had an update about Mr. Stube, Congressman Stube, saying that he's in Stone Hospital, but he's doing well, according to Christian Ziegler. But again, we don't know the extent of the injuries. We simply know that he was taken to the hospital there in Sarasota. So our best wishes and, of course, prayers for a full recovery for Congressman Stube.
Well, I know what happened to me when I went 25 feet down to the ground, so I just hope he didn't have the same thing happen to him, or that it's not as bad. You know, he's a younger man, and he's in pretty good shape, so maybe he'll be okay. We'll see. We'll have to wait and see. Now, going back to the ballpark here, going back to the scorecard, Congressman James Comer is zeroing in on the Penn Center after classified documents from President Biden's days as vice president were unearthed there. Now, the House Oversight Committee, which Comer chairs, is concerned about who had access to those documents, given the Biden family's financial connections to foreign actors and companies. And Comer is pressing the University of Penn leadership for any documentation of foreign influence at the center. And I'm sure he's going to find some. What do you think?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, the New York Post, Captain, had reported at some point here that according to public records from 2014 to June of 2019, the college there received some $54.6 million in donations that were Chinese donations. They also had about $23 million in donations that were anonymous in 2016. So, you know, there's definitely reason to look at that, because where there's influence and there's secret documents and the fact that they were there, they weren't supposed to be there. Yeah, it's a recipe for real problems.
So then what we're hearing is that China has got money in the till.
That's what it would appear. That's right.
Well, that's what everybody was afraid of. And I'm glad that you were able to do that. That's why when I send you a story like that, I tell you, check it out and see if there's anything else to the story. But there you go. And that's good. I'm glad you did that. Now, Trump, the Mar-a-Lago records indicated that there were empty folders and a lot of stuff that the people took out of there. You remember that?
Yep.
Now, the House Oversight Chairman, Representative James Comer, said he's going to follow the Biden family money trail as part of the investigation into classified documents found at Joe Biden's Wilmington home, where Hunter Biden lived for a few years. Now, the Washington Free Beacon has reported that, according to government documents stored on his personal computer, Hunter Biden lived in 2018 and 2019 at the Wilmington, Delaware home, where his father had classified materials stored in the garage. Now, it's unclear precisely when the documents were put in a garage,
or when Hunter Biden began living at the residence. But in May of 2018, the president's scandal-plagued son was issued a Delaware driver's license listing his father's home as his primary residence.
Well, right. The story's going to continue to unfold, I think. We're going to continue. I mean, this is a, these are bombshells that are coming out.
They're salvos, one after the other after the other.
Exactly right. And so when you put all the stuff about Hunter Biden, and by the way, a lot of the American public is learning more about Hunter Biden now because the stories about Hunter Biden and his laptop were suppressed to a great degree back in 2020. So people are now finding out, they're putting two and two together about the Bidens and especially Hunter Biden. And, Captain, it just can't, it just seems to keep getting worse.
Well, John Solomon, who is an investigative reporter, John Solomon is saying that Biden's drive to tap the earnings potential led the family to a China-backed university and an energy deal.
Well, I think the sky's the limit at this point of the kinds of things that we might find out. And, you know, Captain, I'll just say this briefly. If this was President Trump, okay, or even President Bush, or, you know, just a Republican president, the Democrats would already be moving for articles of impeachment because they would say this is so egregious, the secret documents can't be kept in your garage, and on it would be the thing that they would be looking for in order to trigger that kind of procedure, for political purposes. But of course, right now, we're not going to hear a whole lot of chorus about that about Joe Biden, but this is a huge scandal. And we put a couple of months on this, it's going to be even greater.
Now, yesterday, a horrible helicopter accident. Ukraine's interior minister, one of the up-and-comers in Ukraine, was one of the 14 dead in the helicopter crash. I have not heard whether or not the helicopter was shot down. That's not where they're going with any of this. They believe that it had some sort of energy malfunction and air engine or whatever, and down she went.
Yes, that's right. That's we're not getting any specific reports yet that was somehow a result of hostile action. But that's right. 14 people were killed when this helicopter went down. Very, very sad.
Yeah, and as I said, this was the promising interior minister who had just been put in charge of a lot of different things there, and he was one of Zelensky's right-hand men, and it's a shame. We'll let you know if we find out any more. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Grab you another cup of coffee, and I'll be back after this break.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The NHL is responding after a Philadelphia Flyers player boycotted warm-ups during the team's LGBTQ Pride Night. In a statement Wednesday, the league said players are free to decide which initiatives to support. This comes after the Flyers' Ivan Provorov didn't take the pregame skate Tuesday night because he refused to wear the team's Pride Night warm-up jersey or use a stick with rainbow tape. The Russian-born player cited his religious beliefs, saying he respects everyone and everybody's choices. Universal Studios is announcing a sequel for Megan is officially in the works. The horror comedy about a dancing killer AI robot was a surprising success at the box office, generating over $91 million globally. A second installment will see the return of screenwriter Akella Cooper and the two main actresses Allison Williams and Violet McGraw. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell from MyPillow.com. You want to go over there and check out all the great specials that he's got, because he's got a special side door that gets you into a room called the Radio Listener Specials Room. And when you go in there, you're going to see savings after savings after savings after savings after savings. Some of the products are marked down 80%. Yep, 80%. Some of the older buy one, get ones are in there. And you'll be able to save so much money, I can't even tell you how you could count. But in order to do it, you go to the website MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You go to the Radio Listener Specials logo, link that's there. Click on that. It'll ask you for a promo code. Once you get in there, the promo code will always be the word Captain. Yep, Captain. And then shop till you drop and enjoy the savings, the benefits of the savings that you're going to get. Because they have got everything imaginable on sale over there. Just about every product he's got is on sale, one nature or another. And some of the products are marked down as much as 80%. Can't beat it. MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page, promo code Captain. And if you want to talk to a live person, you can call them up at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. I'll do that again because I screwed it up. 800-641-5459 for some great radio specials. Promo code Captain, MyPillow.com. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, this table tells a different story than Biden himself does. It includes a subsection that carries the headline, Debt Outstanding, End of the Year. It shows what the Biden administration predicts the total federal debt would be. Now, wait till you hear this. Under the terms of Biden's budget proposal, at the end of each fiscal year through 2032, and at the end of fiscal 2021, it indicates that the total federal debt was $28.386 trillion. Now, at the end of fiscal 2032, it predicts the total federal debt will be $44.797 trillion. This means that Biden's budget plan, the federal debt, would wind up increasing by some $16.411 trillion or 57.8% in the 11 fiscal years from when he first took office back in fiscal 2021 through fiscal 2032. This is horrible.
Well, it is horrible, and it becomes meaningless, these numbers. And something else, too, Captain, of course, these are projections into another decade, a decade of time, and who knows what's going to happen between then and now. My inclination is that it would be a lot worse than what they're even predicting, and that's why the fiscal responsibility, fiscal policy is so important. And the Democrats, of course, I think have lost the ball on the idea that, you know, elect us and we're all going to be fiscally responsible. I don't think that's coming from the left side of the aisle.
It never has been that way, because this is an average increase of $1.49 trillion per year. So what did Biden mean when he said that under his leadership, the deficit was on track to decline by more than $1 trillion in fiscal 2022, which would be the largest ever one-year decline? It's not going down at all. It's going up.
Well, of course. Well, I think they say things, and especially Biden says things like that at a photo opportunity or speech or...
But it's not true, Kyle.
Well, that's right. Well, they know that people will see a clip of this on social media, for example, and they'll say, oh, good, yeah, Biden's got it under control. That's great. Everything's free, by the way, and Biden's got it all under control. And these Republicans are lunatics, and they keep telling us about irresponsible spending, but Biden just set the record straight. You know, that's what they're hoping it will be like.
All you've got to do is do a little homework and go verify this stuff. And when you do, guess what? You find out it's not true. That's all you got to do. How hard is it to do that?
Well, exactly. I completely agree.
I mean,
exactly.
I don't mind doing the people's homework for them and reporting accurately. You don't mind doing that. But it's the person that will drive in there, jump in there and go, you don't know what you're talking about. Biden says it's going down. You're saying it's going up. I don't believe you. Prove it. And you know it's a Democrat doing it. So all you do is produce the story and say, here you go. And then you never hear from him again.
Well, that's right. It's the same kind of thing to say there is no border problem. we don't have that problem. That's all made up on Fox News or something like that. That's how they react.
Yeah, I suppose. All right. A California jury is hearing Elon Musk telling what they call lies that has cost Tesla investors millions for some trial that's going on in California. What's that all about? Do you know?
I don't know a whole lot about it, but obviously in the world of your stock prices and these kinds of things, it's almost as though everything is fair game to say, well, wait a minute. I invested because of this or that, and you didn't tell me the truth and so forth. But, you know, so we'll see where it goes.
Okay, because there is an active trial going on out there somewhere. Now, Jacinda Ardern, who is the Prime Minister of New Zealand, who didn't make a lot of friends along the way, is planning on stepping down because she's gotten caught in a whopper. What did she get caught in?
Well, we know for one thing, you know, she's doing the usual thing of this has been the greatest experience of my life and this kind of thing. But I honestly, whatever she said, she was not received very well, obviously.
Well, she's just uh, got herself caught up in this whole big pickle again. So here you go. But she's gone. So hopefully it'll get somebody better because she'd shut the country down. She'd done all sorts of stuff pertaining to COVID. This was something that had to do with COVID.
Well, right. And by the way, she was brought back to power with the Labor Party, that is to say, back in October of 2020. They got reelected in a landslide at that time. But I think her popularity has really waned since then. But she's also got these gun control measures that she did and so forth as well. So it may not be playing so well out there.
Now, the mainstream media is once again ignoring some of the things going on, basically in bed with the Democrats, no surprise there. However, they're ignoring Pelosi's past and what she's done in the past. She's got a track record that stands out like a sore thumb. And also the banning of the sexually explicit books that have come out there that she kind of was quiet about in our nation's libraries. But the White House is now denouncing as well the extreme MAGA members that they've got in the Congress.
Well, right.
And
well,
they're talking about the ones that just got appointed to the Oversight Committee. They don't like that. Democrats don't like that.
Well, of course not. They don't want their voices there. And so what they're going to say things like extreme MAGA and so forth, in trying to create some kind of a thing to where that's entirely a bad connotation and so forth. And to some degree, I think they've been fairly successful to a great degree of stigmatizing the term MAGA. So it's almost to the point where nobody wants to say that for fear that they're going to be lumped in with people who are way on the fringe.
Let's see who we got over there. We got Marjorie Taylor Greene that went over to the House Oversight Committee. We've got Lauren Boebert that went over there, right?
Right.
We've got Matt Gaetz that went over there, right?
Right.
We've got Anna Maria Luna or Lana Luna, whatever the hell her name is. The wannabe Mexican. They got her over there, right?
Right.
And they're all there because this is what they fought for. They wanted to be on an important committee. So they're getting their chance, and this is what I believe Pelosi and her cohorts were speaking up about.
Well, right. This is part of the deal making, I think, too, that went in with Kevin McCarthy. He's trying to, of course, I think, not just mend fences, but try to get to a baseline where a lot of this infighting hopefully stops for a while.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We're going to be back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. And I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. So, Kathy, where are you? Bring it in here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Tight. Waiting on Saturday night. Put on the smell good, put on Skinner. Head into town like a NASCAR winner. Cruising back and forth to the tasty freeze. Everywhere you look, all you see is hillbilly deluxe, slick pickup trucks. Big time in a small town, stirring it up.
remember some of those Saturday nights in the small towns with those pickup trucks jacked up and all that good stuff. How about it, Kyle?
Yeah, that's a good one. I like the sound of that.
Brooks and Dunn. Well, here we go, folks. We got it going again, not necessarily in California, but it's starting to move out of California, getting up into Nevada, the snow, that is, Arizona, Central Plains, we got it there, all the way up in towards the Great Lakes and Michigan, you're getting whacked, Minnesota, you're getting whacked, Wisconsin, you're getting it, and all up along the lee shore of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, all the way up in through New England. So, Kyle, what do you got going on up by you?
Well, Captain, out west tonight, we're going to start with a dense fog advisory. This is going to be on I-94 as you head out of Miles City on your way over to North Dakota, going through Glendive. You've got dense fog. That's going to go up towards the border with Canada. If you're in the Glasgow area, U.S. Highway 2, Wolf Point, you definitely got dense fog advisory there, and that's going to stretch over towards Harve in northern Montana. So please do be careful. Whenever we've got the dense fog, we like to lead with that. We've also got more dense fog advisories. This is going to be, again, along I-90, and this is going to be in the Three Forks, Whitehall, and Butte area, and it's going to stretch down a little bit towards Norris, down towards Virginia City, also down towards Dillon. So you want to be aware of that and be very careful out there in that dense fog. Now, for snow, we're running a special on snow tonight on Trucker Highway and Byway Report, because we have snow up on I-80. It's going to be on the California side. That means watch out in Donner Pass. Donner Pass right now reading about 28 degrees and also snow right now. It's going to be snowing as you head through Reno, coming up I-80, all the way up through Winnemucca, Battle Mountain, Elko. So as I said, we've got a special on snow tonight. And that's also if you're in the Twin Falls or Boise area of Idaho, you've got snow. And if you're on the Oregon side up near Baker City, you've got snow there, also a little bit north of there right now. We continue, of course, with winter weather advisories in Arizona, as you were saying, Captain. Also, down in Tucson, we've got a freeze warning going on right now and a freeze warning in the San Jose, San Francisco area, stretches a little bit south of Salinas right now in California. So please do be careful out there. More next hour. Back to the Captain.
All righty. Well, we got weather. Boy, we got weather tonight. First of all, I'm going to go up to the north here, and I'm going to go up to North Dakota. The central part of North Dakota coming out of Bismarck, running all the way to the Canadian border, we've got a dense fog advisory. It's about 75 miles wide, and it goes all the way to Canada. So be advised of that. If you're going north-south, you'll be in it more so than going east-west along I-94. So that's something to contend with. Northeastern corner tonight of South Dakota got some fog. Southeastern corner of South Dakota tonight, we have a winter storm warning that's carrying over into Iowa and carrying over into Minnesota. Also, down below in Nebraska, across most of Nebraska, I-80 to boot, all the way across over through Omaha over to Des Moines, you have a winter storm warning, so that's going to make I-80 an interesting drive today. And that snow stick right with you all the way to Illinois. You'll probably have it into Chicago because it's moving along and changing position as we speak. So I imagine next hour we'll have something else to tell you about it. But that snow goes into, as I say, Wisconsin, and it goes into Minnesota, the southern part of Minnesota, where along I-90 right now, you've got a winter storm warning going through Rochester over into Wisconsin. And then up into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight, you have a winter storm warning there. Over into the eastern side, east of Lake Michigan, northern part of Michigan over there, you have snow. You have a gale wind warning off Lake Michigan down below, down towards Gary, Indiana. And then you've got the wind in the central part of the United States going down through the middle of Kentucky, middle of Tennessee, and the upper part of Alabama tonight. And some wind skirting along the coastline over there in South Carolina and North Carolina and Savannah, Georgia, as well as up towards the Chesapeake Bay. And then the snow starts up there along the lee shore of Lake Ontario. It comes all the way across to Allentown, Pennsylvania, doesn't quite make it into Philly. It's also in the northern part of Pennsylvania coming across. Snowshoe, you got snow on there tonight. You got snow all the way across upstate New York on the New York Thruway, all the way up to the Lake Parkway up there, 104, Highway 104, all the way over to Oswego, all the way over to Albany, all the way up from Albany, all the way to Quebec. Yeah, it covers, it covers Vermont, covers Connecticut, covers Massachusetts. So your boy that went back to Massachusetts, that's your daughter, I guess, right? That went to Massachusetts again?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's going to tell you about the weather they're having right now. And got some freezing rain going up the coastline up towards Bangor, Maine tonight. So that's what we're looking at. And the weather is not all that great. Plus, we got some wind and something stirring down here around New Orleans that looks like it's going to come our way. Probably will have some rain in it, if not something else. But we'll have to keep our eyes on that. And all of this going on, that's the way we're starting the new year, with snow, more snow, and a little bit more snow just for good measure.
That's exactly right, Captain, and I think we'll see some more of it here before we get out of this winter. We'll see a lot more. And by the way, folks, don't forget the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. They're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States of America, so you want to pull on in, go to pilotflyingj.com, use their locations function to find the nearest location to you, and then also you want to join up with the My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app, and you can stretch your wallet with the My Rewards Plus app, because when you download it, you're going to start enjoying two free drinks every week. Also get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other great gear that you can buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. And by the way, we want you to pull in, get something hot to drink or something hot to eat. Try the coffee, try the hot chocolate, try the chili. You're going to find something that's going to warm you up, especially if you're dealing with that snow out there on the interstate. So once again, it's pilotflyingj.com.
And don't forget those big old sliced potatoes they got there, too. They're like a jumbo-sized French fry. Boy, are they good.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to try that.
Well, hop in your car and go.
That's
Can
right.
you make it back after the top of the hour break? We got about 7 minutes.
I think I could do it.
All right, folks, we're going to let Kyle go see if he can grab something while we take the top of the hour break here. We'll be back with more here at the Captain's America Third Watch. It's all about we the people here on this here program on your radio. So don't go anywhere. I'll be coming back with more after the top of the hour, hour number two. When we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch all across the country.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.